Above the Fog of Doubt, April 8. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Even Christians of long experience are often assaulted with the most terrible doubts and waverings. You must not consider that for these temptations your case is hopeless. Hope in God, trust in Him and rest in His promises. When the devil comes with his doubts and unbeliefs, shut the door of your heart. Shut your eyes so that you will not dwell upon his hellish shadow. Lift them up where they can behold the things which are eternal, and you will have strength every hour. The trial of your faith is much more precious than gold. It makes you valiant to fight the battle of the Lord. Satan connects with everyone that will connect with him. If he can get those that have had an experience in religion, they are his most effectual agents to reach just such men and compass their souls with unbelief. You cannot afford to let any doubts come into your mind. Do not please the devil enough to tell about the terrible burdens you are carrying. Every time you do it, Satan laughs that his soul can control you and that you have lost sight of Jesus Christ your Redeemer. We are to show forth him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It is by living faith that we rest in that light. It is by living faith that we rejoice in that light every day. We are not to talk our doubts and trials, because they grow bigger every time we talk them. Every time we talk them, Satan has gained the victory, but when we say, "I will commit the keeping of my soul unto him, as unto a faithful witness," then we testify that we have given ourselves to Jesus Christ without any reservation. And then God gives us light and we rejoice in Him. The soul that loves God rises above the fog of doubt, he gains a bright, broad, deep, living experience, and becomes meek and Christ-like. His soul is committed to God, hid with Christ in God.